Lorraine McDowell.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you so much for letting me know that. Well, just to let you know that we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you so much. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. What about the K-12 education?
You said 10 is the highest, meaning most important to me?
Yeah, 10 is the very important issue to you, and 0
okay.
means that it is not an important issue. Thank you so much. What about the reproductive freedom?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Job and wages?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
A student loan debt?
8.
Immigration?
8.
Democracy?
10.
Climate change?
8.
Crime and violence?
8.
Abortion rights?
10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things comes up that prevent people from voting. But as a system now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Just to make sure that we are asking the survey to everybody, what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
1971.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
I'm so sorry?
A master's degree.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please make sure to rate this from 0 to 10. 0 means you have no power at all, and 10 means that you have all the power, basically.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What's the question again?
Yeah. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community?
You're saying how much power do I feel our vote has?
Yeah, that is right.
Okay. I'd say 10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people I'm about to read. Organizations and issues on scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold if you have no opinion or never have heard of a person that I'm, or organization that I'm about to mention, please let me know. What about John Ossoff?
10.
What about Tim Walz?
10.
What about J.D. Vance?
0.
What about Ruffel Warnock?
10.
What about Brian Kemp?
0.
What about Andre Dickens?
10.
What about Brad Raffensperger?
5.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better? Or you don't know?
About the same.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Thank you. Below, I'm going to read up some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. 5 mean you are not so sure. And the 0 means you believe that the person or even certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. What about your local mayor?
I'm going to say 5.
Okay. What about Vice President Harris?
0.
What about Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
0.
What about black voters?
0.
What about COVID-19 recovery?
I'm going to say 8.
Thank you. What about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
Thank you.
Oh, can I change that last one?
Oh, yeah, allow me just a quick second. Yeah, once again. The Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly, just the last.
Yeah. I'm going to say 5.
5, okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. I'm going to read some policies, development, and statement that have an impact on many black people's life. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not so sure, and 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, so the first statement says, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating DeBourgeois's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
And so tell me the scale again.
Oh, yeah. Zero means would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not so sure. And 10 would strongly motivate you to vote.
8.
Okay. I'm going to read the second statement. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Ten.
Thank you. Third statement. Because we protested together, this administration, so sorry, has banned no knocks, warrants, and chokeholds, and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
10.
Thank you so much. The fourth statement says, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
10.
Fifth and last statement, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Five.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again, just to make sure, because sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, so just remember this previous question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, again, 0 means no power, and 10 means a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means not at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
So, sorry?
I'm straight.
Okay, thank you so much.
I don't remember the number that you requested from.
So sorry about that. I think I went like too fast.
Oh,
okay, so are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you are employed full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Oh, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I got it. Let me think about it. Hold on.
Yeah. Take your time.
Income before taxes, you said, yeah?
Yes, that is right.
My income or household?
Yeah, all your family income, basically. All sources you may have.
I would say 250.
250, you said?
250,000, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, Basically, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I know it's a long survey, but thank you so much for staying all the way to the very end. Now I have to thank you once again for helping me to complete it, and I will have to say you have a great rest of your day, and, well, that should be all.
Okay, thank you. You have a great day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.